The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
What are we doing here, exactly?
We're waiting for your court case, remember?
Of course, of course. My court case due to my treatment at the hands of the police department.
Exactly.
Clarifying question, if I may. Who are you?
Shit! Hebe, you were just with me.
I am right here with you, Tithia. I was just explaining that I think the Hunter Green would look best with your... Ah, I see. Weren't we in the living room?
Oh, that was 6 hours ago. Ooh, okay, I need T-Mode. Where is he?
I beg your pardon?
You? The you from the Reticulum backup 2 years ago? You're R-Mode. Factory reset is O-Mode, and the you that I tried to create out of this Reticulum backup and what was left of your physical memory core, that's T-Mode. I need him for the court case.
Well, I'm afraid you have me, Tithia. I can't exactly control what we do and when we do it. Clarifying question. What did the police department supposedly do to me? Your tentacles are growing more purple. That is not an expected biological reaction for your species.
Shit, fuck!
Oh dear. I thought you wanted me wearing the titanium chassis, not the silicone?
Oh, thank the fucking gods. Hebe, it's actually you.
Aha. I take it the alternative Hebe consciousness matrices have been active this morning.
Way too active. And you and I spent the better part of the week trying to cobble together something with all these overlays that, you know, functions as you.
Yes, but I still don't remember how I ended up in Detective Gray's custody. I'm not entirely sure I'll be any help.
You just need to talk about how you built the ESI squid. My testimony will cover that we would have gladly provided that information if they had simply asked.
Hey, Hebe's attorney's running a little late, but said we can go in anyway. You ready?
Yep.
You said that way too fast.
No, we're good. No, let's just go. Come on, you know, move.
Case number 150981. Hebe Palace Tithia Legal Incorporation versus the Police Bureau of Sector 88G and Madeline Gray. You are called to enter at this time.
Okay, Hebe. Ready to do this?
Of course. Very aesthetically pleasing woman I do not know.
Fuck, shit, fuck!
Wow. So glad I have locks on these doors for a reason.
Oh, please. Locks are just a little side diversion for me. The kind of mental warm-up like a Sudoku puzzle or a bit of mixed anatomy dissection exercise.
Okay, what the fuck? Did you need something?
Need? No, of course not. Unless you happen to have a few bodies of various species around that you could donate to one of my mixed anatomy dissection exercises. No? No, well, that's fine. I just figured if anyone would, you would.
Bernice, why are you here? I'm clearly busy.
Yeah, which is odd. I figured you would have been at the courthouse, which is where I went first, but then they said you were here. Working.
Yes, because I'm a witness. And because Maddie will kill me if I show up a second before she wants me there. She's already pretty fucking annoyed about the lawsuit.
Ah, got it. Well, hopefully this will cheer you up. Here.
I gotta be honest, Bernice. I don't have a lot of confidence in opening a box from you after you started our conversation with dissection talk.
Oh no, this is nothing that exciting. Well, it is exciting, but differently. It's an engagement present for you.
You got me a bracelet? Wow, that is actually very nice of you.
It matches your dress, but it is functional as well as fashionable.
And its function is?
It's a quantum field generator. It creates a quantum field, as the name implies.
And I need this. Why?
Just general security for the kingery in case of general mad science that might occur in your general vicinity since you're the boss. Anyway, gotta go. Congratulations.
Well, I'm done with today, and it's not even lunchtime. Damn, that does look really nice on me.
This was hardly necessary, Karen.
No, whoa, wait. No, don't you Karen me. You fucking puked. And I didn't even know you could puke those colors.
It was those sleeval tacos you insisted on eating with the peppers that boast to be hotter than a star.
I mean, they don't taste right without them. You need the peppers. And I will not be taking criticism at this time, all right? It was not the tacos. Black, you've been feeling weird all week. And we need to figure out why. Because every time you start feeling weird, I start feeling really fucking horny, and that's a problem.
Hello. I have your test results. Thank you so much for waiting. I've had a bit of a busy morning. Shira Cage matches every time.
Yeah, that little gem. Of course. You know, it's the age-old problem. People are either fucking or fighting.
People need to find new hobbies, as my spouses would say. So, I think I have an answer as to your symptoms, K-Lock. It also explained why your reaction had been one of heightened arousal nature. K-Lock is producing a hormone that for humans is quite potent, particularly in mating rituals.
Alright. Okay. Look at... like, we ain't talking about doing any of that shit while I'm stuck inside of him. Not when he feels like shit on a shingle.
We do not have mating rituals that would be compatible to your physiology. I understand that I am not a common species for the kingery, Dr. Madix, but as a reminder, my species reproduces asexually. We bud. And when said bud reaches an appropriate age of maturation, it is granted a full name.
True, but it seems that while these hormones normally would never affect a partner from a different species, the unique predicament the two of you are in changes things. You are budding, K-Lock. And from the samples I drew earlier, your bud will have the DNA of both of you.
Fucking what?
Why didn't you tell me Hebe was fluctuating so badly?
I was able to put the version closest to the squids attacking him together, but I don't think he has enough RAM to actually keep one version as the default while the other two are still there. I'll fix it.
All right, Hebe. What you say will stay between you, me, and the court clerk. Your counsel will receive a transcript of this when we're through. I'm giving you the opportunity to explain what just happened on my witness stand. So start explaining.
I can assure you that I am of sound mind, Your Honor. My data backup from the reticulum is a completely functional personality matrix and memory. I am Hebe. I simply predate the event in question further back than you realized.
You went from recognizing Defendant Gray to not even knowing who your lawyer was in the span of two sentences. That hardly seems sound. Hebe, if you expect me to take your complaint seriously, then you need to convince me that you are of sound mind.
Your Honor, this is my fault. In trying to restore Hebe's memory, I've had to use enough backups of his own memory that I think if I can just delete the other two, the actual Hebe will be able to give you the full testimony that...
I don't want to be deleted. Neither do I. And I can't help but notice that when we last spoke about the nature of sentience and artificial intelligence, Tithia, you would have agreed with me. I certainly hope that this change hasn't been because of this woman's influence.
Oh, good. The reticulum backup who hates me. Hebe, we're past this.
Of course, Pallas. I'm sorry. This is all very unsettling.
Yes. Yes, it is.
My apologies, Your Honor. As much as Tithia would like to see me as a singular consciousness, the reality is, she has done something I thought impossible. She has managed to restore two additional versions of my memory, my being. As such, none of us would want to see the others deleted. They are all Hebe.
You're telling me that you want to be like this? You want three versions of you in there? Hebe, one of them doesn't even know me.
Not yet, but he would love to, just like I do.
Hebe, before you say anything else, I want you under oath and providing testimony, because what I have just heard is a plea to be acknowledged as three sentient beings, and I want that on record.
I can't believe this.
Tithia, don't.
I'll go talk to her. Just do as the judge asks. This isn't about her. It's about getting justice for what happened to you.
Of course.
Oh, remind me next time to have you handle Majorino. Every time I think I get somewhere with her, I inevitably have to give her bad news and she flies off the handle.
Bold of you to assume anyone can give her bad news. just let it go, Maddox. She will.
All right, well, I'm gonna try to rest for a little while. Don't let them page me.
I'm sure the nurse's station will love that. Asa?
I won't bother you for long. I wanted to give you this.
I don't normally get to wear jewelry during rounds these days. Bracelets kind of get in the way when you're trying to do vitals.
Oh, I didn't reckon you'd be going back to walking floors anymore.
I wanted to change a pace. And you weren't talking to me, so it kept me busy.
Then wear the bracelet, please. I just want you to remember that I love you.
Where is this coming from? Are you okay?
Oh, sure. You know me. I'm fine. I'm off the sauce, so just trying to work on myself.
I have to go. But I'll wear it if it makes you happy, okay?
I'll make all of us happy, damn it.
Keep it together. Oh, you gotta fucking keep it together, Tithia.
Tithia, take a breath and get it together. Hebe needs you in there.
Oh, yeah? Which one? The one that still kind of hates you? Or the one that goes back to factory settings every 2 fucking minutes?
Don't do that. Don't think the worst about Hebe. Any of the Hebes. That's not fair to them, and it's not a good look for you.
I was trying to fix him. That's what I was supposed to do, and then he goes and does that!
They're all Hebe. They don't know they're different. You're the one who taught me to value synthetic life forms. Of all people, I thought you'd be the one that'd be okay with all this.
I'm trying. I swear to fucking God, Pallas. I'm trying. But I don't know what to fucking do here. I feel like I'm gonna fucking come apart at the seams because everything I did to try to make things better just fucked it up worse.
That's not true. You got Hebe back. Just, it's gonna be different now.
You have no idea what this feels like, okay? He looks at me and sometimes it's Hebe. And he loves me. And I can tell that he's happy to be back to the person I know he was. And other
And then other times he looks through me. I'm a stranger. Pallas, he doesn't remember loving me. How am I supposed to do this? It's like losing him over and over again.
Tithia, baby, you can't do this to yourself. I know you want to make it so that he's always there. You don't want to lose me or him or anyone else. But we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You talk about people dying in the Kingery like it's just the morning news.
But he's different. He's supposed to be different.
I know. But maybe now he's just a little bit more like the rest of us. And that means all you can do is cherish the time you get with him while you get it.
I don't know how to deal with this.
Your grief is just unexpressed love. Love you haven't gotten to share. And you'll get to share more of it than you would have a year ago. Stop trying to take us back to where we were. Let's figure out where we're going. All of us.
The fuck was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was either, but we need to go. The trial's back on. Ebi has to testify that all three versions of him exist. And if Nabarit's worth the salary we're paying him to be Hebe's defense counsel, they'll probably spin that right into. And Hebe wouldn't be in this unique position if the ESI squids hadn't torn him apart while maglocked by the police.
Fuck, I hate it when you're right about stuff like this. It's just.
Well, someone has to be the calm and collected one around here. You're too busy being brilliant. So let's get back in there and be there for the stupid hover boy. Boys.
Thank you. For being here. For all of us.
When did you get back here?
When did I leave here is the better question. Time travel jokes. Those won't get old. Or will they?
Look. Is it ready? I mean, I don't mean to rush you, but I know this is what I need to do.
It is as ready as it's going to be.
Then turn the damn thing on. Allison and Maddie's wedding is in an hour, and we need to fix it all before then. Set everything right.
Objectively speaking, right is a completely moralistic term that doesn't really apply to timelines.
We're gonna save my brother and fix Pine Ridge. We're gonna save Devi. And we're gonna save Sox. If that ain't right, then nothing is.
Then let's go save, everyone. And do some fun mad science.
The Kingery, Season 13, Episode 11. Life. A.K.A. An Accumulation of Anguish. Featuring the voice talents of Josh Kibbe as Hebe, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Alexandra Jameson as Pallas, Jillian Morgan as Robo Bailiff, Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison, T.J. Briggs as Bernice, Jack Kalk as Kalok, M. Ciro Garcia as Major, Ashley Kraft as Dr. Maddox, Julia Eve as the Judge, Kim Giannopoulos as Doc Briggs, and Edward Herman as Asa. Sensitivity reader Christine Chester. Written by Catherine Pride. Story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Renee Christine Jones, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Pride. Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer. All other music by Josh Mullen at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Adam Blandford. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2025, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, McCullough Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2025, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.